We'll stand for the pledge.
With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this one, this is for public devote time for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about this agenda. Does anyone want to comment about this particular agenda? Okay, let's move on. Okay, approval for the minutes of March 10th. Do I have a motion?
I motion that we approve the agenda for March 10th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Approval for the agenda for July 14th. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda for July 14th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hey, this is for informational items. We receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. As far as any kind of call numbers, because it's been so long, I just did not have them all up. What I can tell you is that we're running about the same volume we had last year and the year before. Even though things have been on quarantine and shut down, the calls have not. So, short of that, 4th of July was actually somewhat okay. It was a little rough seeing the fireworks go off across the community, but we ended up not getting calls for fires. So, not to say that there weren't any, but people were able to manage whatever problems that they had. That was appreciated. We got to spend some time with our families. Fine. Short of that, I guess we're just kind of taking everything day by day and see just where the world ends up. Any questions for me? Perfect, thank you. Yes.
Last time we met, he gave us a phone number so that when we run, we call that phone number somewhere in town. No, don't do it, it doesn't work. I called.
That's the only number I've got.
And it rang off the hook.
And unfortunately, what you're calling is one of the side numbers at the alarm center. Yeah, there is a busy day, they may not be answering that call.
They must have many busy days, but so anyway, I called you.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Just to give you an idea on the kind of call volume, the call we went on today was number 250,441 for Clark County.
Oh, wow. For one day?
For one day. That's the kind of volume they're dealing with at the alarm center. So if it takes them a minute to answer a phone, please be understanding.
This is 20 minutes.
Ring.
Yeah. Well, I could
ask
you
if
you gave me
a number. All you have to do is call it. If it doesn't answer right away, go ahead and hang up and burn. When he gets there, you say, I called. He's cool.
I don't find it kind of crazy.
The whole idea is not to bring everybody over when you're burning, because they think
you're burning. Well, if the neighbors are calling, we're coming anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
So
if the neighbor calls, we're not checking they're not checking the.
No, there was a neighbor that actually came down to see if my house was burning, because I had such a big pile that was burning.
And if you have a fire, please don't post it on Facebook. Actually, use 911. If there is a question as to what to do, that would be the clue to call 911. Thank you.
Okay, can we receive a report from Metro?
Hey, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Ian, Metro. I just got back from a long vacation, so I did not pull any stats. But I can tell you that our call volume in general has been down about 10%. We just did our quarterly stats over the COVID. And during COVID, most of our work shifted up into Red Rock. So, but things are kind of back to normal. You call, we come, generally speaking. So, anyone have any questions for me?
I want to tell you that we were discussing.
discussing you all, and we appreciate you. I don't care what the rest of the nation says. We appreciate them.
Yeah, this board.
We're very thankful for everybody's support. And most of us, especially all officers who work out here, have been on for a long time. We've been through stuff like this before. We'll probably go through stuff like this again. We know that the vocal minority can sometimes overshadow the support that we get. We know you all support us, and we do appreciate that a lot.
Well, yeah, we do support you.
If that talks to you badly, you let me know, and I will bring my friends.
You know, at times like these where people make it a point to go out of their way to come up and thank us and all that stuff, so we do appreciate it. It does not fall.
And we support our guys in blue or their face green.
Mm-hmm. Green or tan or whatever color, you know. So, all right, thanks everybody. I appreciate it.
Okay, who wants to handle the Sandy Valley School report? Anybody?
Well, just like Brian was saying, we're right now this week they're doing the survey for parents for CCSD on choosing a cohort. The cohorts are going to school Monday and Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or going to school Thursday and Friday, off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then your third one is not going to school at all, but having online school with your school. Those are your choices. As of right now, they're hoping to start on August 24th.
Correct.
I have spoke to the principal in the hopes that we do stay on a 4-day, but he's gonna have to figure that one out.
Since the last time we met, we were approved by the school board again to continue with our 4-day week, but
I'm not sure how this is
going to impact it. Yeah.
I know I've been contacted by Hadavi, and he ran a few ideas by me about, because it's all about transportation, and his first idea I had to shoot down, so he's working on another one.
You better figure it out, Randy.
Well,
and also it's the cleaning situation, because in between they have to clean, so. That's a big situation.
As of right now, we're only going to be allowed 14 passengers on the bus.
Awesome. That's great.
Can't get them all there in time to go home, huh?
Well, if I have to do 4HC, I will. I didn't want to, but I can. Also, how we do have volunteer strength conditioning starting.
Yeah, so for both football and volleyball, individual workouts have started up at the school using the same precautions. They just started this week. Seems to be going well. I've been up there the last couple of days with those coaches. So turnout is small. Yeah. We've also updated the high school athletic website at sandyvalleyschool.com, and there's some new information on there about athletics within all the COVID stuff, so.
Okay.
And we don't know 100% what's going on with that, but we're preparing as if it's going to happen, and we'll kind of go from there.
Is it like flag football with 6-foot flags?
Football, I'm not, yeah, I don't know. I'll keep my comments myself. We're hoping.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Shauna, do you want to give a report from Parks and Recs?
I'm not here. Now, technically, Parks and Rec, this building is closed. I'm only here to clean bathrooms and to allow Megan, you know, basically to do her stuff, even though she's going to keep.
Yeah, don't. I can let myself do it.
Yeah, so that all of our, at least this area, I don't know about in town, there's no sports, there's no activities, it's just basically closed. So I know they do have some camps going on in town, but then I got a call to find out.
Okay. Valley Electric, you don't have anybody here for Valley Electric?
No.
No? Okay.
Sick,
okay. We received a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
I don't have a whole lot to report. I'm trying to road agreement. They were out, you know, out of the office for a while, just like we were, and they have lost some staff recently, but we're hopeful that we're getting real close on that. Commissioner Jones has been pushing to get that agreement going. Oh, I do have some exciting news. The Family Dollar is going to happen.
What?
Family Dollar is going to happen. I have been nursing this thing along for months. And big borrowing and stealing, and we finally made it happen, and Commissioner Jones had a lot to do with it too. But we finally got an agreement between the building department and the developer. So they don't have to provide a 180,000 gallon tank, they want to provide 20,000. They met somewhere in the middle. I think they're providing 50,000. I think that was the compromise. And they submitted the offsite review plans 2 weeks ago. The other things that are in the process are just waiting for the offsite reviews to be approved. So it's happening. Exciting.
So they're going to build on the building?
Yes.
And looking on the
right, the store is only about 2,000 square feet, and Family Dollar would be closer to 9,000.
Still same location?
Yep.
Where is
the location? Both being at Quartz. And actually, when the new developer came in, he's talking to me about what he wants to make it like the best one there is. And so there's going to be the plan. What he told me is there's going to be OHV parking. So if you can drive your side by side up there, there'll be parking for that. And I said it as kind of a joke, but he said he's going to do it is to put a hitching rail and a water trough for this.
Yeah, let him park at the bar.
Well, at least he'll put from here.
We could, yeah, when it's not 1,000 degrees. That'll be a winter time that time. So. And not have to buy too much. It makes sense.
It takes 42 minutes, by the way.
What?
It takes 42 minutes to ride a horse from your house to where that store will be.
Oh, okay. Well, if my husband rides it, it'll probably take 30. But if I'm riding, I'll take it off. So.
Well done.
Any questions for me?
Are they going to hire a woman?
I assume so. I can't imagine that people would want to drive out here to do that, although maybe they would. But Family Dollar is a small town type company, that's what they do. So there hasn't been a specific that has said that, but I think that's the goal. I know in Indian Springs they just opened one, right after Christmas they opened one, and they've given a lot of jobs to the community up there. Yeah.
Do you know what the dollars would be there?
I have no idea.
I'm sure that a lot of people that work in Queens, they pay very low. They pay even $1 more.
Yeah, I have no idea that part of it. And really, the developer builds the building, and then Family Dollar comes and leases it from them. So the developer isn't even involved in that part of it. He's like the landlord. For the Family Dollar organization. So as we get closer, I'm sure we will have them out and do job fairs just like we would do.
Okay. Since we don't have anything for planning and zoning, we don't have anything for general business. Oh, you got something?
I just wanted to go back real quick because I have the boss. And he said that he'll get a report out to the community in a couple of weeks, in a few weeks. He's meeting with CCSC leadership in regarding of everything. But it is important that all parents do fill out the survey for the school, because it'll help him.
Okay, general comments by the public. Who wants to start?
I think we already started.
Everyone else? out, but nobody's back in business.
Nope.
Even if they're still closed, yes?
Indefinitely.
Yeah, we don't want to make that whole area.
Okay.
Which is closed indefinitely?
Senior Center.
Oh.
It's closed indefinitely?
Yep.
The casino in Dean is, supposed to be closed permanently, which will mean all those employees can now work at the Family Dollar store.
Yeah, that's.
Why can Dean is closed?
The hotel and casino is gone.
Yeah.
Denny's gone.
Well, it's closed. But there is a gas station.
Yeah, the gas station's gonna stay open.
Both gas stations.
Yeah, both of them.
Because, his girlfriend works at Dean's gas station, works for 10, 15 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's a night difference.
Yeah.
And she's gonna go work in, for Amazon on, Bermuda, for St. Rose, and she gets $16. Who's in the group on there now?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going next to the restaurant?
Is that what they're building?
She's probably one of the, she told me Bermuda.
Good to see you, what else?
Oh, Bermuda.
Hold on, no.
Greg, did you say that gas station's for sale?
No.
Oh.
I said the gas station, both of them will stay open.
Right, and I don't know that the casino's closed permanently.
They've said.
They have said that.
Yeah.
They announced it.
I know they have plans for expansion, so it may be closed pending other things happening.
Okay, just put the news.
Everybody was planning expansion a couple months ago.
That's the presser that they put out, though.
Well, even the, casinos at Friends, they're going very close to the player paper. Yeah.
You wanted to talk about anything else?
No.
All right, then I guess we'll just, all in favor of adjourn, have the meeting adjourned.
When's the next meeting?
Next meeting's August 11th.
August 11th? I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay, meeting adjourned.